Stay tuned now for Dr. Steven Zelikoff and a program you will not want to miss. Bone Talk. That's Bone Talk with Dr. Steven Zelikoff on 1460 WVOX.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Steven Zelikoff welcoming everybody to another session of Bone Talk. Again, my name is Dr. Zelikoff. I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and our topic today is going to be golf. It's springtime, and people want to get back on the golf course, and golf particularly in patients and people that have arthritis and also may have undergone a hip or a knee replacement. What can we do to get people back on the golf course comfortably and safely? My guest today is Paul Spano. Paul, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dr. Zelikoff. Thank you so much for having me on.
So Paul's has his doctorate of physical therapy from New York Medical College and has a practice out of Burke Rehab, focusing primarily on performance enhancement, getting people with injuries back to their level of health and activity. But he has a particular sub-focus, and that's the reason why we're lucky to have him on our show, on golf. And he's a collegiate golfer himself. He enjoys golf, but he's also undergone specific training through the Titleist Performance Institute, specifically on golf. And Paul, again, we're really thrilled to have you on our show today. If you can just tell us a bit about some of the other parts of your background, and also what exactly is a Titleist Performance Institute?
Well, first off, thank you for the warm introduction, Dr. Zelikoff, and to all the listeners out there, thank you for having me on, and thank you for tuning in. So my background is, as you said, I've gotten my doctorate in physical therapy at New York Medical College, and I've been a physical therapist practicing with Burke Rehab Hospital for a number of years now, focusing most of my rehabilitative work on improving the livelihood and abilities of people who've had either traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, cerebral vascular accidents, basically a lot of neurological conditions. But going off of that also, we also see a number of people with orthopedic-related conditions. And for our situation here, we're talking mostly about joint replacements in individuals who have had either hip or knee replacements or those who are trying to combat their arthritis that they're experiencing. So a number of us physical therapists focus a lot of our efforts at Burke Rehab Hospital on rehabilitating people of all calibers, of all levels of life. And what got me really interested in going into the golf world is one is my background, where I have an extensive background in golf, me playing golf since I was basically at the age of 7 and working my way up through a national program known as the First Tee Program, which is very prominent in the New York area, but also throughout the entirety of the world, working my way up through the program and eventually coaching in the program. And me wanting to bring both of my loves together, my love of physical therapy and trying to help people to give them the best they possibly can to return to their lives, and also my love of golf, trying to bring those together. And through the Titleist Performance Institute, I was able to really marry all those two together. And now I'm fortunate enough to be able to work with people who are golfers of all levels, whether or not they're professional or the recreational, and trying to make sure they can get back to the game that honestly, we all love and we're all obsessed with.
Well, we're really, really thrilled to have you. So one of the biggest topics we're sort of dealing with today is patients with arthritis. What arthritis is basically a wearing away of your joints. So essentially, when we're born, you have a lot of cartilage in your hips and knees. That's actually the cushion that protects your joints. And what happens in arthritis is that cushioning wears away. And at its earliest, there's tightness, inflammation, and pain. As it progresses, it wears away to the point where you've got bone on bone. Consequences of that oftentimes is limitation of motion, stiffness, discomfort, instability, where your joint or your hip or your knee start to buckle or feel like it's giving way, and ultimately pain. Now, there's lots of ways that we have of trying to treat patients with arthritis, everything ranging from activity modification, physical therapy. There's various injections that we've had some success with, like hyaluronic acid injections, which will like lubricate the inside of the joint. Braces can help. But all these things, they a lot of times, can keep people comfortable enough that they can get back to their activities. One of the biggest challenges is with golf. And, you know, the fact is that golf should be painful intellectually in the sense is that your ego is often bruised on the golf course, but it shouldn't hurt to play. And my question to you is that when should people seek out a physical therapist for their golf game when they're actually starting to run into trouble?
Well, I think we can all relate to having our egos damaged on the golf course in one way or another. But I would say, first off, that's a great question because there's so many golfers throughout the country, and let alone not only in the New York State area, but around the country, around the world, where they really try to muster their way through their golf game, and they try to play through their pain, whether or not they try to do some simple types of stretches and exercises beforehand to warm themselves up, or they're taking numerous types of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories in order to try to mitigate some of their symptoms as well. I would say for a person who is really experiencing this quite a bit amount of pain where you notice you have to go and take several Tylenols or several Advils or Aleve before you're starting a round or throughout your round, or if you're experiencing such severe pain and limitations after your round, let's say you finish up your round of golf and now you're sitting over at the clubhouse or over on the 19th green and you're just trying to go and get a water down and you're telling yourself, I'm going to have a real tough time getting into my car later today, or getting back over to the house and performing activities with my family afterwards, that is an absolute perfect time in order to see your doctor and get a script and then consult with a physical therapist so that we can really dive into some of the different types of strength limitations or physical limitations that you might be experiencing that could be further causing painful symptoms through your arthritis. And by addressing those, we can hopefully reduce those painful symptoms so you can get back to playing golf with hopefully less pain.
Now, I mean, I think that one of the things that I try to tell my patients is that soreness is okay. And, I mean, I think that we all get a little bit of soreness. You work out. Your muscles are a little tight. And I think that that's okay. But pain is bad. Pain is your body telling you that there's something wrong. So that when you start having pain with activities, whether it be golf or walking or what have you, that is a good time to go ahead and seek advice. With a patient with arthritis, what are the things that you recommend, firstly, when you see them and they come into your practice and they want to go back to playing golf? What are the early strategies that you're recommending to those patients in terms of activities and things that they can do to help their golf game and help them get more comfortable? And this is somebody that's not had a joint replacement but simply has some arthritis of their hip and knee. It's most likely age-related. But they want to continue staying healthy and staying out on the golf course.
So there are a lot of really important strategies. And I think the first one is really getting a sense of listening to your body and getting a sense of knowing your body and knowing your pain. Because as you were saying, pain and soreness is really your body's way of communicating to you, of telling you, this is a movement pattern or these are types of activities that I might not be ready for just yet, or that might be causing me this extreme amount of discomfort and I need to take a break from it. So when you are experiencing pain or when you are experiencing discomfort or soreness, take a moment to go and, you know, appreciate the discomfort, tell yourself what caused this and what can I do to try to mitigate this and how can I change my behaviors appropriately from there. And now going forward into that, now comes into the activities. What can we actually do to try to go and reduce some of these symptoms so that you can go onto the golf course and play more successfully, or you can go into doing all of your normal activities of daily living with a little bit more success and a little bit less discomfort levels. One of the things that all of us physical therapists like to preach is motion is lotion or movement is medicine. Whatever catchphrase we like to use, we always like to promote that movement is our type of prescription and how we treat people to make them feel better. So before you go into any type of activity, please just even go for a simple little walk. Try to move your joints around a little bit because by moving your joints, initially, even though there might be some discomfort because there will be some bone-on-bone type of movement, there will be some discomfort. You do have some fluids that are within your joint that as you gradually move, you will start to bathe the joint within those fluids and the movements will become much smoother. It will become much easier. So that's really important.
How much time do you recommend people warm up beforehand? I mean, what would you recommend? Say if you've got a 7:30 tea time, you're getting up there. What do you recommend as far as a good amount of time for them to warm up before?
I would say get to the golf course maybe 15, 20 minutes beforehand. Walk around a little bit, go into the clubhouse, go in. If you need to grab a snack, grab a snack. Go to the putting green, putt around a little bit, move around over there, and do some full swings as well. Because what is a golf swing? Golf swing is a rotational torque. And you want to make sure that you are stressing these joints, you're moving these joints, and all types of movement patterns that you want to in order to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success. So if you're walking the golf course, walk around the clubhouse a little bit, walk around the practice area a little bit, do a couple little mini squats, or do a couple little lateral lunges. Go to the putting green and putt some putts, bend down, pick up the ball, go to the driving range, hit a couple of golf shots out just to warm yourself up. And in that 15, 20-minute time, head over towards the first tee box, and you should be feeling much more at ease, much more lubricated through your joints, and you should be ready to go.
What about nutrition beforehand? Big breakfast, bacon, eggs, what do you recommend? Or just like a more like a lighter snack?
I would say something light, but stay well hydrated. Being well hydrated is extremely important, making sure you're also watching your electrolyte levels too. Because when you're on the golf course, whether or not it's a very hot day or it's a humid day, you are going to be sweating. Because believe it or not, you do exert yourself quite a bit when you're playing golf. And golf is not only just a physical sport, but it's a mental sport as well. So through the mental aspects and physicality aspects of it, you are going to be fatiguing yourself a little bit. So I would say don't load up on heavy meals such as like bacon, heavy eggs, or things with a lot of high calories before you go on the golf course. Make sure you're well hydrated. Make sure you eat foods that are going to be giving you energy throughout an entirety of a round, such as peanut butters or such as different types of carbohydrates that might be a little bit more longer to go and digest, like oatmeals or granola bars. Those would be great. And also, they're very easy to carry with you on the golf course as well, like a banana or a little peanut butter sandwich. So just in case you start to feel a little tired or you get a little bit winded in the middle of the round and you have those stomach rumbles that are coming up now and you're feeling hungry, you have that quick snack that'll give you some energy and that will help you to last throughout the entirety of the round as well.
Now, you realize that our show is during lunchtime, so we're all getting hungry here.
Now, I had to eat right before because I knew I was going to get myself hungry also.
Now, as far as equipment and shoe wear, equipment, irons, you know, stiffer irons, more flexible clubs, what are your recommendations in people that have arthritis, either of their lower extremity, their spine, in terms of trying to compensate and at least stay as flexible as possible?
Right. So I get asked this question quite a bit, and I get asked both by the patients that I'm treating, but also some of the golf professionals that I'm also working in conjunction with in order to try to properly rehab my patients. I like to make sure that I talk with everyone because we're all important. We're all part of the same team on making people feeling better and making them successful on the golf course. But the biggest thing that I like to focus on, even though they ask me, should I get a new driver or should I get new wedges? My biggest thing is footwear. Making sure you're wearing the proper type of footwear so that if you're walking throughout the course or even if you're on the golf cart and you have to walk up to the putting green or up and down into a sand trap, you want to make sure that your footwear is appropriate for you and that your foot is well supported. Because if your foot is supported, your knees are going to be a bit more supported. Then your hips could be more supported. It's going to work its way up the entirety of your lower extremity chain. So please make sure that you have the proper footwear in order to go and support your body type and that you feel the most comfortable and most stable within. Then I go into more of the equipment changes. So I would say if you're really feeling some discomfort within your knee or within your hips that day, try to avoid the driver. Because whenever we see the driver, we all know we want to try to swing to the fences and we want to try to hit those 300-yard shots out there. But if it comes to the case where you just want to play, club down a little bit, maybe you get a little bit of a lighter shaft. So so that way you can clear the club a little bit easier and a little bit smoother through your swing, so you don't have to swing as hard, and you have much more of a smooth rhythmic type of swing as compared to someone who has a heavier club or someone who has longer clubs where you feel like you might want to go and swing a little bit harder and a little bit faster. For this, comfort is the most important thing that I like to try to go and promote.
That's great. I think that's really, really strong advice. I think I tell, my patients sort of similar stuff. I also think that you need to sort of, just again, as you mentioned before, is pay attention to your body. Figuring out if you feel up to playing, if you feel up to swinging with your driver. If not, there's nothing wrong with playing from best ball in. So let somebody else, let your partners go out there, drive the ball, play from 150 yards in, use shorter clubs at that point, and just get out to have fun. I mean, I think that that's really what, being out on the golf course is all about. So if you don't feel up to going out and driving, or your knee feels a little swollen, then go ahead and then try to modify a little bit what you're doing. I also think that a lot of the stresses that are put on the body in golf tend to be on the forward leg. So if you're a right-handed golfer, it's your left leg, because that's where a lot of the torque sort of comes in. And if you've had a problem with that knee, whether it be from arthritis, a torn meniscus, or some other type of an injury, you'll find that doing activities that revolve less stress on that, like avoiding the driver, may really make a big difference. The other thing is that if you're going to get, you mentioned shoe wear, but wearing soft spikes or things that don't really grab the ground too much, because I think that'll also make a big difference. So, but the whole idea is to get people back on the golf course, get them playing. If you walk and you find that the walking's tough, go out there, either walk for half the round and then maybe take a cart on the back nine, or take a cart, potentially. I think that's helpful. If you do carry your own bag, you may want to take a golf cart instead, because carrying your own bag puts a huge amount of pressure on your spine and on your lower extremities. So I think all those things really make a big difference. But I think the other piece is that with arthritis and with any type of an athletic activity, making sure that, particularly in the off season, you get your core strengthening, your flexibility up. And I'd love to hear a little bit about some of your thoughts about what people can do to sort of work on that, because one of the things we find, particularly with patients with arthritis and especially after joint replacement, is that they tend to lose a little bit of their balance. And I think that proprioception can be lost, that feeling of where your body is in space. And particularly in golf, as we have downhill lies, uphill lies, side lies, particularly in a bunker, you find that a lot of times those things are really, really tough to deal with. So I think particularly working on that off the golf course and really working on that, particularly in the off season, so when you do start to play, you're in better shape, I think can make a big difference. What are some of your thoughts about that, Paul?
Well, I agree absolutely with everything you were saying, that you need to be extremely well-balanced when you're going out to the golf course, because golf is a very athletic sport. Because what comes into play here is you need strength, and strength that converts itself into power in order for you to hit the ball over far distances. You need to be very stable when you're swinging your golf club, because if you're not stable, then you're going to be losing your balance. And one, you run the risk of actually falling, whether or not you're swinging the club, or you're walking over the golf course where there is uneven terrain, or you're going to miss the golf ball together too. So you want to make sure that you are stable while you're very balanced and while you're generating that power through your swing in order to make contact properly with the golf ball. So that means for a golfer, you have to go and incorporate a number of different types of exercises and activities to make sure that you set yourself up for success. So by that, we need to improve strength. And not only different types of strength as well. So you need to make sure that your core, and not only just your abdominal muscles, but your front muscles, muscles that come down your lateral sides, your hips, and also in your back as well, all those muscles are extremely important in order to make sure that they are strong and flexible, but also strong to the point where they can stabilize you and generate that force and that power to make proper contact with the ball. So improving on some of the strengthening within those muscles is a great way to try to go and make sure that you are prolonging yourself on the golf course and you're having fun while you're also setting yourself up for success. But as you're saying, the balancing is one of the most important things, and incorporating some more static and dynamic balancing activities. So that means activities where you're balancing either standing with your feet together or standing on one foot while you're holding onto something sturdy. That can go and help you with your balance a little bit, and progressing to eyes closed is also another way you can progress your balancing as well, to then practicing your balance as you're moving and as you're walking and as you're doing other activities. Because golf is not only just a static sport, it's a very dynamic sport as well.
I think that's a great points. Now, a lot of my patients, particularly as their arthritis gets progressively worse, eventually go on to have hip and knee replacement surgery, which the big question I usually get is, after I've had my hip or the knee, can I go back to playing golf? And the answer is pretty much always yes, unless there's a specific situation that involves a particular problem with the patient. But for the most part, most of the patients that do have hip and knee replacement surgery can go back to golf. The other big question is, you know, when can I go back to playing golf? And usually we let our patients go back, usually at about 4 to 6 weeks. I let them go back to things like putting, have them work on their short game. And I like them to spend about 3-4 weeks primarily working on their short game, which actually probably is the best thing for their game in general, because that's one area of the game that most people don't focus on very much. So spending, you know, a month just working on your chipping, your putting, things like that make a big difference. And then I usually tell them to add a club length a week in terms of the length of what they're doing on their stroke. What are some of the tips and what are some of the things that we should tell our patients at this point that have had hip and knee replacement in terms of how to get back to playing safely and effectively?
As you said, those are one of the biggest tips that I also give to my patients as well. I always try to make sure that they know that, let's say you have a hip replacement and you have certain hip precautions that we should not be exceeding. So one of them would be internally rotating your hip past a certain point. We want to make sure we try to prevent that. But also, if you're a golfer, we all know you have the itch to play. And you can't take a golfer away from their sport, especially when you're getting gorgeous weather out, like how things are going right now. So in order to make sure that you're setting your patients up for success or you're setting yourself up for success, you want to make sure that you're following your protocols appropriately, you're listening to your doctors, you're listening to your physical therapists, and you know, going and starting with that short game first. Because that's the point where really the majority of us kind of see our scores start to balloon up a little bit. And that's really the point that we need most of the majority of our work. So I wholeheartedly agree with your comments in saying focus on your short game first. And then from there, as you progressively increase your strength and increase your stability, either through your hips or through your quadricep muscles or through some of those muscles that are supposed to stabilize your knees, to stabilize your hips, then you will see that you will be increasing your mobility, but also your strength and your control through those motions. So I really urge everyone, find someone who is either a physical therapist or trainer who you can work with, and then progressively increasing your exercises. You are then progressing the types of clubs that you are working with as well. As you're getting stronger, you're working your way up to your clubs until eventually you get to that driver as your last club. And at that point, you should be the strongest, you should be the most flexible, you should be the most mobile once you get to that point. And then from there, you should be set and ready to go onto the golf course. But being mindful of your endurance levels as well. But as you progressively continue to hit more and more shots, and you should progressively go through your exercise regimens with your physical therapists as well, you will see that your endurance levels will start to go up too. And by that point, you should be set to be successful onto the course.
I think that's all great information. I think also, particularly at the outset, right after they've had surgery, using a knee sleeve or a thigh sleeve around your hip can sometimes be helpful. I usually also tell them to ice afterwards. What are your thoughts about icing after sport?
We in physical therapy get asked this question all the time on what is the difference between me either putting ice on the joint or me putting heat on the joint. And really, it's been the age-old battle between the ice versus the heat. For me, I would even say, even if you get to the golf course even a little bit beforehand, maybe put a little bit of heat on just to go and warm up the joints a little bit, make you feel a little bit more relaxed. But usually ice, I reserve the ice for someone who's feeling sore. So after the round of golf or after you do some heavier exercises or heavier activities, and your joints are just feeling sore, you feel like you just need to sit, you need to rest them, that's when I would put the ice on, because the ice will help to go and calm down all the activity that you were just undergoing. And from it calming it down, it'll help reduce some of those discomfort levels, it'll help to clear away some of those potentially inflammatory markers that might be in the site. And then from there, then I would say person, put it on 10, 15 minutes after a round or after you really feel sore through the joint area. And then you might set yourself up for more success afterwards so that you can do other activities after you've done your round of golf or after you've done these interventions that have caused the soreness to begin with.
So in our last few minutes that we have in our show, lastly, if you can give us maybe the top five stretches or exercises that our patients or our listeners should perform prior to starting their round of golf, and also if you can give us some information where people can contact you and get some information and maybe some videos and some thoughts in terms of how they can get some better training in the future.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I always prescribe to my golfers is you want to make sure that you can disassociate between your shoulders and your trunk and your hips. So what I like to do is I like to have my patients go into a golf stance or golf ready position. And from there, cross your arms over your chest and just try to go and turn your shoulders back and forth while keeping your hips nice and steady. Progressively start slow. So you go and you rotate your trunk all the way towards your backswing, and then you rotate all the way to the follow through while you're keeping your hips and while you're keeping your feet nice and planted. And that way you're just working on trunk rotation. You're just working on that trunk disassociation between your hips while you're also warming yourself up for your golf swing. Next one I would do, I would have people same position, same arms over your chest. Now try to just rotate your hips. Keeping your trunk nice and steady, rotate your hips either into backswing position and then into follow-through position. And you might see this might be a little bit trickier, but those hips are the most important part of your golf swing because they're the site which generate the most power for us. From those hips, make sure that they're mobile, make sure that they're strong. And this is a great type of exercise to make sure that they are moving very well and that you'll have the ability to clear them as you're making your golf swing, as you're following through. So I always tell my patients, start off with those two types of exercises just to go and get your body into the groove of disassociating your trunk and your hips, because from disassociation, that can lead you to more knowledgeable control over your body as you're actually combining the two motions together. From there, I like to do little mini squats, but I'll ask someone, take a golf club and with your hands, hold onto the head of the club, hold onto the grip of the club, put it over your head so you're reaching up towards the sky, and I just do a couple little mini squats. From there, you're warming up your knees, you're warming up your ankles, while you're also getting a nice stretch through your shoulders, through your arms, and some of those back muscles as well.
Paul, if you can also just before, I hate to interrupt you, but we've got a minute left, and I'd love people to be able to reach out to you as well so you can share some of this information going forward.
As you can see, I have a lot to talk about with this.
But I know,
if any of the listeners have any questions, you can please contact me at pspano@burke.org. That's my email. Or you can contact the clinic number at 914-597-3860.
Thank you very much, Paul Spano. Again, this is Bone Talk. Thank you again for listening. I'm Dr. Steven Zelikoff. Have a great day and get on the golf course.